First and foremost, it substantiates the allegation that Rogers' hepatitis C care was unsafe, uncoordinated, and chaotic. So that's extremely gratifying that there were problems both at the systemic level and also deficiencies in the actual hepatitis C doctor who was providing the care. So that's first and foremost, and the report goes into great detail on examples of where that care broke down. I think that, you know, it's definitely a glass is half empty, glass is half full investigation. The empty half of the glass, unfortunately, Maeve, is that, like a lot of these OIG investigations that have been criticized nationally, including the Fort Collins investigation by the Office of Special Counsel, it documents all of these problems in care, but it kind of distances itself from the result of those problems. So unfortunately, the investigation into Rogers' care erroneously states that he recovered in the fall of 2014 and that his deficient episode of care was unrelated to his death only a couple months later. And as our independent expert report documents, that's just patently untrue. So it's part of that national pattern, unfortunately, of saying on the one hand, the VA did a lousy job, but on the other hand, it didn't have dire consequences.
Do you then have any faith that this will impact the quality of care being provided right now to other veterans in VA facilities around the country?
Well, I think it already has. And that's, to me, that's the most uplifting part of the report, was the recommendation. And when the VA, when the OIG makes a recommendation, it's not optional. It's a polite word for a command. And the command was that the Grand Junction VA needs to formalize and organize how it handles staffing shortages in specialty clinics, how it handles absence or insufficiency of specialty doctors in specialty clinics. And that's an enormous achievement of Rogers' campaign, and it's certainly his legacy through this whole ordeal, is that care in a specialty clinic where there's not a provider available can no longer just be sort of cobbled together and patched together through nurse practitioners and emergency room visits, as happened to Roger.
So, as you said, it's a bit of a glass half full, glass half empty, given that it does really say that there was inadequate care given to Roger, albeit stopping short of saying that that actually resulted in his death. So, Chris, given that you really sacrificed your career for this as a whistleblower, I mean, how do you ultimately feel about this VA Office of Office of Inspector General report that's just been released?
I'd say I don't have mixed emotions. I have two emotions. And they just coexist. The one is I'm thrilled that the allegations of chaotic and substandard care were validated. And I'm thrilled that these important changes have been made and are being made as Rogers' legacy to improve care for veterans. That's fantastic. And then, you know, side by side with that, there's real disappointment that this pattern that's been exhibited nationally of the Office of Inspector General kind of distanced itself from the consequences of this shoddy care has been repeated in Roger's case as well. So those two feelings coexist side by side.
Well, what do you think needs to happen at the Veterans Administration, given that it seems there are endless reports coming out outlining problems in care for veterans, from delays in getting appointments to inadequate care resulting in this case of Roger's death, and then we're seeing the ongoing delays at the Aurora facility and the construction there. I mean, do you have any hope that real change is going to happen at the VA?
You know, I think that an enormously positive development recently happened, which after an unconscionable delay and absolutely outrageous blockage by a few misguided senators, a new permanent and well-qualified Inspector General has finally been confirmed by the Senate. And I think that having that position finally filled, which only happened in early May, is an enormous step in the right direction, both for continuing to identify and fix problems in the VA system as a whole, but also continuing to identify and fix problems in the Office of Inspector General that continue to perpetuate. Without a competent and permanent leader, it's probably unrealistic to expect improvement. And now, hopefully, the OIG does have such a leader.
Chris, what's next for you, given, as I said, you sacrificed your career. You were a social worker in the Veterans Administration, turned whistleblower after being so upset by the care that your client, Roger, did not receive, or the standard of care that he did receive. What's next for you?
I've been taking a hiatus from social work, but now that this is social work, but now that this undertaking is perhaps going to come to a close, I'll turn my attention back to something in the social work field. I don't know if it will be direct practice with clients or whether it will be more on a program management or development level, but I'm a social worker and there's lots of interesting things out there for me to do.